lot of times, it seems like we don't understand how much Christ did for us, stuff we've been through. But really and truly, it's amazing, man. I just wanted to show you how much I appreciate what you've done for me, Lord, for what I'm going through now, for what I went through in the back of the day.
I like to see how God been moving in my life on God's side. I was able to put him on the remix too, and that's what you'll see on video.
Okay.
I put him on the video.
Okay. I want to apologize to all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners.
that I had it on mute, but you guys can hear us now. I see that we dropped our callers. If I can get someone to go on Facebook and please apologize for Pastor E, but to invite people to come back on that broadcast for Real Talk with Pastor E. But you can still watch us live on Facebook today, and maybe on Periscope. I just wanted to make that acknowledgement. God bless you guys for holding on. So no rivals, man. I want to introduce that song here. I know it ain't even out yet.
No.
I know you're performing it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been released on anywhere but exclusively. Oh, I'm going to start in this place. I think I play this stuff before anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Even before it gets mixed, you guys, I get an opportunity to sample Two Crunch Music. We're still in Minister Ricky right now. But I want you guys to also know we at the NowRadioForYou.com. The NowRadioForYou.com. You can listen every day. It's the 7 days a week, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to the Hip Hop Hour, who is our ambassadors of two. We have I Am Justified from Houston, Texas, and also Ricky Bradford, Two Crunch with Jesus, and two of our ambassadors of that broadcast. But we want to get your music on there too. So you got some hot music, send us a demo. You go check it out. You're going to see what they do. You can get in the line. It's free. It don't cost you nothing either. We may be in a little trouble. Hang on to our network. I think whatever. Just for that little connection. But we want to make that available too, that this is a ministry for all of us. Amen. Yeah. But no rivals, me. So I got to stop rivaling with my brother, my
team. Hey, with your brother and sister, with your everybody, man. I mean, it's easy to find a way to find a reason not to.
Yeah. Right.
Ooh. But it's hard to find a reason too. But if you just look deep enough as to read the man, it's a powerful reason, it'll be more powerful if you find a way to deal with somebody. How many times do you ever, I'm gifted, shunning away from somebody and then right here in the near future, needing that person?
Come on.
Even if it's not that specific person, the person that does what that person might do.
That's right.
Man, I need a graphic design. That's just got through hard yet. And keeping the graphic design to the curve because of this, because of that.
Right.
I need this person, even if it ain't that deep. A lot of times we shut our people away that we end up meeting them.
Well, this is real talk. Hey, this is real talk. We want people to know out there. If you don't talk about it, you won't know about it. You can't fix it. You can't get a solution unless we start to communicate. That's keeping it real. There's a lot of times that if I was guilty, I had to repent at the end of my season of 2016, Ricky, to say, if I'm going to be new, crossing over, you've been hearing that message I've been preaching.
Right.
If I'm going to cross over, I had to go before the Lord and say, I repent, number one. You know how many people that I let get by me, I didn't tell about Jesus? That is my first repentance. Because I'm brushing and got this going on. Well, he'll tell him. But I had the opportunity to tell him first. That's one thing. I'm in a new season for that. Other things that I didn't finish the way I started. I didn't answer when I should have answered. Because I won't talk to them. Oh, they want something. You don't know. Oh, God has somebody call you up wrong sometimes trying to give you something because you think they want something,
right?
Because you think you're better than them. See, that's a no rival thing too.
Right.
You know, I don't think I'm better than you.
No,
you don't think you're better than me.
No.
I could be for instance, and I believe in the five. I'm a five-fold minister. So ask me do I operate. But if I was a bishop, okay, and you were just a usher, I'm a usher. You're an usher. I'm a bishop. But guess what? I'm an usher. You're a bishop.
Right. So
you say you got to respect that person. And when we start to see that no rivals, I know in the world we're in the world, but not of the world. But let's stay in the church for a minute.
Yeah.
We got to stop the no rivals in the church,
right?
Because a lot of times, just because somebody stays maybe enough longer, or because somebody does this, or maybe somebody got acknowledged before you do, you won't want to involve yourself or connect with that person, and it becomes a spirit of rivalry. Hey, we talk about something today,
right?
That's real talk. And in the church, we have to begin at home. And I'm saying, let's break no rivals in the church. Let's get my brother, you need to not let, get in touch with him, RickyBradfordMinistries.org, set him up to come out and got some dynamite ministry tools for your youth, for your young men, for your children, period. You know, I see people on Facebook Live all the time pumping your music in their car.
Yeah.
Thank you for the track. Thank you for the hit. And I want to say, Lord, thank you for No Rivals. We're going to talk this song right now, No Rivals, and this is by Two Crunch with Jesus, Minister Ricky Bradford. Which one you want? You want the magic mix, or you want just...
Give him the magic mix.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, I want to give him the magic
mix. You want to give him the magic mix. Here it is. Lay it here. On the Now Network Christian Radio Station, the Now Network Television... Television Nation. We are broadcasting all over the place. Here
everywhere.
No Rivals.
Come on, over there and they homicidal. Got my brothers and they suicidal. A children to David and false side. Was watching it be made no rival.
No, 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 no rivals. No, 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 no rivals.
I'm rocking with prisons and big revivals. With the Muslim kicking, getting knowledge. Got the law, man, prison guard, man. None of them looking no rivals.
In the streets and in the church house. I've been known to get my work out. I be ripping for the most high. Close to what they put they purpose. Used to bang and pack the 40 on me. Now I pack the word and pray up all the homies. Walk up on it with my testimony. I testify and I ain't never lonely. Where I'm going, I ain't never phony. I ain't never faking, I ain't never fraud. They think it's me, but I don't go to hard. They think it's me, but man, I know it's God. When they see a chance, no one saw. I'm in a Christ like in his eyesight. Let them swing for me. I ain't gotta fight. Got my weight up. I ain't gotta hide. Hell, I get it. I ain't gotta fight. In the line of Judah, seeking the truth, hallelujah. Ducking them haters, Satan to do ya. Looks like a rumor, king of Zamunda. Sticking your mind like a tumor. Sticking your fine, I'm more than a rumor. Caught as a boss, I'm a junior.
No, 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 no rivals. No, 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 no rivals.
I look over there and they homicidal. Got my brothers and they suicidal. The children today present false side. Was watching it be made no rivals.
No, 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 no rivals. No, 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 no rivals.
I'm rocking with prisons and big revivals. With the Muslim kicking, getting knowledge. Got the law, man, prison guard, man. None of them looking no rivals.
Man, you reppin' hard for my G.O.D. You can't stop us, boy, cause he leads the team. We ain't packing toys, that's we slaying demons with a shield and sword. Got him fleeing, screaming, I ain't talking noise. I'm a witness, you cannot resist his love. To the center, repentin', look up above. Better wait, this is about him, just pop us up. I be killing, but not like what you think. I be selling that he selling what you think. I be spitting rips from the pieces. Mission in this life, man, ain't nothing impossible. Older than fossil bro. I'm the kid with the bow, the colossal bow. Holier than the rope, I'm a fossil bow. Coast to coast, I be noticing and giving out. Do the most, I rock shows and do movies. I'm on my knees and I praise them. Oh my God, man, this feeling's amazing. Why? Cause I know that he saved me. I've been covered since I was a baby. With the faith of 100 saints. I ain't saintly, but I know my God ain't faint. I ain't hearing a word you say. You believe us in Jesus and dedicated. Yeah, and the clothes like a pastor. Gotta show you some potatoes and I am the man for the fastest. And I think I might be getting faster. 16, I'm gonna spread it to the masses. It's a tactic, magic, they say. He can spit a sentence quicker than an AK. Based on this track like Beyonce, I slay. Don't mean to brag, but I do this all day. Magic, don't play. Hey.
No, 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 no rivals. No, 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 no rivals.
I look over there and they homicidal. Got my brothers and they suicidal. The children today present false side. Was watching it be made no rivals.
No, 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 no rivals. No, 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 no rivals.
Rocking with prisons and big revivals. With the Muslim kicking, getting knowledge. Got the law, man, prison guard, man. Understand, looking no rivals.
Definitely, man.
Jerry Muhammad, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to get it in, man.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Movement, it's going down.
Come on, y'all. Keep it real. Keep it real. That was live here. That's the baby. You guys, you know, I heard it live. He said, I heard him do that on the concert. This is that. This is debuted on the network. And number one here in the Now Network studio. But that ain't nothing but family. We do that all the time. I got to do all my stages. He's my workout. I listen to him get my workout. And different things like that. I'm just excited what God is doing in Minister Ricky Bradford's ministry. As I say, you want to get in touch with him, that's RickyBradfordMinistry.org. You can reach him on that site there. Now we want to launch right now, as you just heard, No Rivals by Two Crunk for Cheese. Man, what's up, Crunk? I can't even talk, so I can't even express from the first time we connected. It was like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we get it done. And before you knew it, we had flowers for the ladies.
Right.
Remember taking back for the Mother's Day. We had people all over Houston giving us just bouquets of tulips and flowers, and we were able to go to the Jesuit. I don't call it over here. Jesuit Hall. And Third Ward, Houston, Texas. That was Third Ward. At least Fifth Ward at that time. And even at Third Ward, you walk through some of the houses, you'd be like, they don't live like that here. We were able to go through and bless people's lives. And I can tell you, 50% of those people don't live over there anymore.
Yeah.
They changed their lives and they got their connection with God 101. And now they're helping people take it back. But now we are here in Los Angeles, California today for Hip Hop Hope. That is amazing. Is that amazing? I've been seeing the movement of hip hop mode for over 2 years for myself with you. I got bumped to the sky behind hip hop. Go ahead and know something about this. I started to watch what was going on, man. I'm seeing that let somebody move with God, man, by expression of your talent, but expression through your example, man, how you show these young people, man, these adults too, and everybody else that comes out, how to have hope in God.
Man. Yeah, shout out to Trey Nine, man. It's his baby.
That's right. Shout out.
He like one of the ambassadors for hip hop folks. He's one of the first Christian rappers out of Houston, period. And he always keeps us a pedestal for us to do things music wise. And he always told us to keep it real with the streets and always give back and be one with your community. And man, he didn't even take it a step farther. He's been doing hip hop folks for a long time. I think
I'm blocking in the life, but
5 or 6 years. But I've been down. Probably about 3 or 4 of them. And these last 2 years, I've been down real tough. And just to see it spread and go across Houston and go from state to state.
Right.
This is like, I think, like a 3rd or 4th state outside of Texas that they have hip hop open. Just to come to a place like Compton, where I grew up hearing about they had stuff in Compton.
Uh-huh.
I remember NWA got stuff to do with the city of Compton, you know what I'm saying?
When they grew up,
I know we ain't a hood, just like when we doing it in Houston at 5th Ward, we ain't a song, 3rd Ward, Sunnyside. I know we ain't a hood.
Yeah.
Come out here to a place where it's a worldwide known hood and be blessed to be able to help him birth that movement out here.
That's right,
be part of it, man. It's just awesome indeed, man. I'm really going to do a mighty thing.
I'm excited today. I'm just actually coming to make some connections, and I'm rolling with my partner and getting a chance to meet some dynamic men and women of God. But we're looking for brothers and sisters, men and women of God here in the Los Angeles area. You don't have to be Compton. You can be in Lynnwood, you can be in Los Angeles, you can be in Carson, you can be in Norwalk, you can be in Hawthorne, and you know I can go on and on and on. So we city by city by city. If you want to see something like this go on, all you have to do is come out today. 200 South Long Beach Boulevard. It's on the south side of Compton Boulevard, going down Long Beach Boulevard, starting at 11 a.m. today until 3 p.m. Hip Hop Hope here in Compton. And it is, as my brother said, it is sponsored by Trey Nine. And he's
the
Eyes on Me Ministry. What's his ministry for?
Ministry, man. He's the type of the streets. Trey Nine, man. Just shout out to everybody. Ryan Norman, Dave, and everybody out there is going down.
Well, if I connect today, y'all are knowing because you know anybody I know, you know, because we're family. And we bring them in and we do these type of things that we can promote each other's ministry to say we want to not just do what we want to do, we want to help everybody do the same thing. How can I help you help me help them do better? And we all can do better. Now, you know that's my hashtag, right? Hashtag, I will do better. We did now. So we want to help you do better because I want to see me do better. And then you say, man, I know him from back in the day. He's better.
Right.
It ain't by me. It's not by my own devices. It's by God's devices that we can do this thing and do it in excellence. Amen.
Right.
Here's my hope today. 11 a.m. You guys got to come out. Boy, I know you're going to release something today.
Well,
that's going to be off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
We were expecting our other brother to come out here. I am justified. But I can't wait until we do connect. We know God is not a God of mysterious. He's a God of miraculous. You don't have to wonder why it happened or how we're going to make something happen. All you have to do is get in agreement. And when it flows by the Spirit, it happens in essence. No question, no loss or anything like that. But I want to just shout out to the man of God. You have to go check out his music also. I Am Justified. Go on YouTube and search him on YouTube. I Am Justified. The brother got to get even in my workout and my workout lineup too. I think there's only 3-4 people in my lineup, and I'm not going to throw other names out here. One of them is Major. But I got more of this song on there than I do at home. Hey, it's Pastor Tina Lowe. Now, that is a first mother right here. Pastor Tina Lowe, I know we're going to be at Hip Hop Hope together on Compton Boulevard in Long Beach. I just want to shout out to the Mighty Woman of God, Ultimate Worship Center International, Riverside, California. The Dynamic Woman of God there. We're looking for your son today. He's going to be on the mic also.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to get to meet him. As a matter of fact, Tina, I was the first place I preached when I moved back to California. I didn't know I was moving back to California, but
right.
You see, I'm already come out. If I came on a vacation. Now, I got a plan to take anyway. Came out here, the woman got to ask me to come to minister at a church, and I told her about you then. I told her son about it, man. You got to be my boy. That's too far. The boy got it. I didn't think I even gave you a CD. So he got going on Robbie Ball. And then now today, I didn't even know he was hurt until I saw him respond to my Instagram. And then I said, that's your mom.
So this is how God works this thing around. It's like family coming together to do this thing, this outreach, man, helping people. Help people help themselves, that you can help yourself, help somebody, help somebody. And that's what discipleship is about. He says, go ye therefore to all the nations. But before we go to other nations, let's take our home. That's real talk today. We want to take care of our own nation. That's why there's a lot of work to be done. Compton, there's a lot of work to be done in Houston. Even though you guys are out there fired up, we're doing a lot of things out here fired up, it's still a lot of stuff you drive by. When we drive down the street like that, we can stop that process.
Right.
We'll get the rolling. We can go down the street, pop. Come here, take a picture of the tip. Man, we are blessing the Lord with all our heart, because guess what? It's time to be real about this thing and let God really be seen through us. Not just what a good word. No, what a good example.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I think I'm going to preach that one. Not a good word, but a good example. Oh, see, you gave me a new message today. Hallelujah. Not a good word, but a good example. Man, come on, take a moment, man, and share with the people what you have going on in your ministry, any outreaches you have going on, any new releases you have going on. Let's get them connected to you. If you don't remember, RickyBamblesMinistry.org.
Glory to God, man. Like I said, man, it's going to be out here in Cali. Working with Eyes on Me Ministries, man, Trey Nine. But I got No Rivals movie going, and like I said, it's bigger than me, it's bigger than any songs, it's bigger than anything you could ever think of, man. It's everybody on earth, man. I'm telling you, it might seem far fetched, but it's everybody coming together on one accord, understanding, man. It's one love, one God, one people, one family, one heartbeat.
Philippians 2 and 2.
Come on, man. I mean, and that's murder, man. I'm telling you. And when you see me sometimes, man, you might see me with Muslim folks. You might see me with Buddhists. You can see me with anybody, man, just fellowshipping and just loving all of them, man, and just receiving love back as well, man. I've been received by other nationalities, other religions, on just a level where we can just figure out what we can do in this community and make our community better, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I got a homeboy that just killed another homeboy's brother, but didn't even know that his little brother, man, he just murdered him dead. It's about some real dry, like a real
unnecessary
stuff, man. He's hurting, man, and he's really young. He's 23 years old. He's hurting times too, man. He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, and he knows that he hurt somebody that he cared about. But for me, you know, I mean, and for you, it's a lot of stuff. A lot of people lost a homeboy murder. He spent about $20,000-$30,000 in doing an outreach to Christians, giving back to not just his community, but other communities, man, making it a citywide thing, man. And out of his own pocket, he don't got no sponsor, no 501. This is his money. He did say that he had lost his life later on in the club because he stepped on somebody's shoe. And it's not even being
veteran.
40 years old, and you lose your life for stepping on somebody's shoe.
It's time to live.
You got that kind of stuff going on. I mean, you got people mad because Donald Trump is president, and a lot of people upset. And there's a lot of people upset when Obama was president.
That's right.
So, man, you got to put the shoe on the other foot, man, and you got to learn how to love through all this, man. God is ultimately love, man. Without love, it's nothing. You learn to love and stop beating with one another, and it's a lot of power to come out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Just, I'll tell you something, man. I just put this in there because we were talking earlier, and we were talking about the difference between religion,
right,
and relationship. Well, I ain't about religion. He ain't about a building or a faith or a marquee. He's about a personal relationship. And I cannot fellowship with other brothers until I first have a relationship with God one-on-one. It's time for each and every one of us to say enough is enough of being just part of the crowd, but being part of the number. Oh, you got that? Not a part of the crowd, but a part of the number. Say, I'm one. I'm one of many, but I still stand one because I don't care what you do. I don't care how you do it. I am going to stand one with God. And I'm not going to curse you and condemn you, because if God is no respecter of person, why should I look at somebody different just because they made a mistake? But I used to make a mistake.
Amen.
I have to look at each and every person that I can encounter. We had a situation yesterday on Periscope. Dude, bashing Jesus. And normally, man, I'm a dog for Jesus. I mean, he's too close for Jesus. I don't really want to tell you, I'm too radical for Jesus. You know, but the Spirit came on me and said, no, go there. Let God move. He had to let God move on me. And it wasn't about, hey, man, this, I was about to shut it down. No, the Lord said, no, put him in. And let him know, you know what, God, everything you're saying, that used to be me. The Lord, Pastor B, Pastor
Long Beach Boulevard this morning. Check out for Jesus in the house. No rivals. Oh, yeah, y'all better wait for you guys to meet anyway. But it's the point that we, even in the midst of adversity, we show love. We show people that even when you talk bad to me, I say, all right, I still love you, man. And I believe one day you're going to get it, and you're going to say, I remember that guy was there. Would not stop saying he loved me, even though I helped him out. Even though I said, I don't believe in this, and I don't believe in that. It's a bunch of junk. We got to stand on the promises of God and don't get discouraged. Because this coming, we talking real talk today here with Pastor E and my live in studio. True Club of Jesus is going to keep it real. We may be in persecution over the stuff that people are seeing going on now. Like, let's say Chick-fil-A, this was releasing a hit for the release of Offenses.
Right.
And because her name is connected with some top artists, and she made a statement, they come, hey, come on, now the truth is the truth, and the truth will set you sin is sin. Let's not categorize it. Let's just say sin is sin. Okay? And if you're doing something you know is a sin to God, you ask the question to yourself. But I'm not going to change my view for somebody else's view just because I need something you have or something you want. I have to say, even I still love you, but I'm going to be mad at you. I'm going to love you anyway, but I got to back. I cannot have those things in my life, man. Because I have to be about one. Not the number, but about one. That's real talk. Today, man, tell us about today. Now, what can Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Drop down out of heaven right now. Wow. Right now. One of my partners out there, you got a church, and we type. The brother got a song for tithe and offering tomorrow. It's called Break Bread. We need to bring him out tomorrow. We'll do two Sunday services when we do tomorrow.
You need to go and say
if God say do, the time will take a minute, and I'm going to put myself in it because he with me. You need to give my service. We don't pour. As a matter of fact, I think it's time that we play another song. I don't know why I can never find Break Bread. I need some prayer warriors out there.
Yeah, a lot of folks, y'all asking for blessings, man. We ask God, Lord, for the life money, the rent money, and the car money, and everything. And when God bless you, you forget where it came from.
One of my favorite parts of it, you say, but dude, get on stage, get a war, first day, say, thank God.
A war, first day, but he ain't
even the church for bread. And you know what? Breaking bread is not something that I love the song because it's a responsibility. I break bread with God. I'm not with people. I give, I sow, and because it's a calling on my life. It's not giving a plate and all these sort of collections. Because y'all know me, I don't roll like that. I work hard to have the funds to do the work of the ministry. But when people are giving freely, we have to receive it freely. But not looking like it's a combination, like I have to do that. No, I'm not up in here. We looking for free will. People understand not giving money. You first got to give yourself to God first before you can ever learn to be a tithe giver or offer or evangelist or any other thing like that. You have to know how to have a relationship with God, and that's the most important thing in this is that you say, "I'm gonna put God first and everything else second." Amen. I want y'all to listen to this. Bring it out. You can have it live tomorrow. Can have it live?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is give me a call, send me a message. Come out. Oh no, or come out today. 200. South Long Beach Boulevard, we'll be there from 11 to 3, and you can find me out there today, and I'll get you connected with Two Punk, and he'll get it going on. There's going to be some other dynamic rappers out there, too, that can be available. We can do a rap out tomorrow. I want to make a church service into an urban message. We'll come out. I'll even sing a song tomorrow. Amen. Somebody needs to know how to break this.
Yo. A lot of folks get their blessings and forget where it came from. Hey, but I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. You better break bread. That's word. Huh. Get it right. Say, look. A lot of folks pray and get their blessings, but wonder why they still be stressing.
You forgot to break bread.
You gotta give back to the Savior with faith that He anoints all the favor.
So you got to break bread.
When it hurts,
break bread.
At the church,
break bread.
When in doubt,
break bread.
Break them off,
break bread.
I see you in your new car flossing. You better pay your tithe.
You gotta break bread.
The word tithe means hint. That's
word from the word.
Yeah.
Free form, no cola cut or bent.
Come on.
He started everything off in Genesis.
Yeah.
When he gave the king a tent.
Yeah.
And it's been that way like ever
Come
since.
On.
Who you call on when you get weak?
My God.
Sick. And you can't stand up on your feet.
My God.
Worldly people even get their awards.
What?
And the first thing that they say is, I want to thank God.
Oh.
I hate to tell you, kinfolk, but that's fraud.
Yeah.
Kinda like how I was smoking after I recorded hard.
No.
You got your chain, you got your house, and bought three cars.
Yeah.
Got a meal about the deal.
What?
Where's the tin for the Lord?
Come on.
A lot of folks pray and get their blessings,
yeah.
But wonder why they still be stressed.
You forgot to break bread.
You gotta give back to the Savior.
Yeah.
With faith that he anoints all the favor.
So you got to break bread.
When it hurts,
break bread.
At the church,
break bread.
When in doubt,
break bread.
Break them off,
break bread.
I see you in your new car flossing. You better pay your tithes and your offering.
Yeah. You gotta break bread.
It might sound funny, but I tithe before I pay my bills.
Yeah.
Word says that Jesus gon' provide, so I believe he will.
Yeah.
I signed the Christ head of my life, so I don't need a deal. Focus on him, avoid the hype and all my holes he feels. My sword and shield, he is the great I am. And he dwells right inside me, so I am great I am. My selfish days behind me, I see my bush and ram. Oh yes, I know he got me, we binding Satan, man. Back to the topic, when you got it, first thing you should do is break him off sin for your sins and love and gratitude. And even if you can and don't, my God ain't mad at you. Cause God is love and he ain't got no time for attitude. A lot of folks pray and get their blessings, but wonder why they still be stressing.
You forgot to break bread.
You gotta give back to the Savior. With faith that he anoints all the favor.
So you gotta break bread.
When it hurts,
break bread.
At the church,
break bread.
When in doubt,
break bread.
Break them off,
break bread.
I see you in your new car flossing. You better pay your tithes and your offering.
You gotta break bread.
Come on, you can have that tomorrow live in your own ministry, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock service, 3 o'clock service. We'll even come out there. I think I got a patient up to go tomorrow at 3 o'clock, man, and the Lord put something on my heart today and share it with you. I'll call a friend of mine and see if we can get an introduction tomorrow to somebody that's dynamic in this city. Yeah, but it's time to do great bread. When it hurts,
church.
At the church,
when in doubt,
when in doubt,
really
no, wait, come on. I know when I so see these names, I get hurt. And I do it freely. I'm not asking for someone. I don't need that song. I love that song, but I'll be glad to get out of here. This make it real. But you know, I don't need the motivation because I know as I sow, so shall I reap. That's the word of God. If I want to see good harvest, I first have to sow in the good ground. And I have to know that you're letting me, what we talk about, you're letting me sow into you.
Because
that is not an obligation. I'm sowing that you can receive it freely and that now you can give freely to somebody else. Oh, it's you gotta break. Now, I tell you that again. Oh, y'all get me up in here. Come out today at Hip Hop Hope, 200 South Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, on the right off the corner of Compton and Long Beach Boulevard. We'll be out there. You're gonna hear some dynamic hits. Talking about platinum hits today.
Damn.
I received a platinum hit. Oh, hit. Look, I'm gonna tell y'all something. He got himself way back. I'm waiting for him to redo.
Yeah.
And redo. He said, my cousin was a singer. Oh, no, God is going to be boxing. Isn't that like, he's going to come. But when y'all hear, I'm going to hear amazing. After he becomes Latinized, that's going to be dope. That's going to be dope. Wake up in the morning. Oh, because I listen to that song. I'm getting honest with you. You know it, man.
Right.
I listen to amazing probably twice a day because he is so amazing. But everything he's done, you know, everything he did, but he's amazing right now because I'm in the season now. And I'm keeping it real with God.
My purpose right now.
So what can I get today? Here's my hope. We don't have today. You're going to get me, a host of other artists. You're going to get some of my brothers and sisters because my homeboy is driven. He's going to testify. He's going to speak life into you.
Man, my homeboy, dude, he's going to speak life into you. Trey, now I'm going to speak life into you.
Carrie the Righteous is already out here. Income, she's the reason why we really doing it out here. She's out here. We gotta do it down here, man. But you don't get a dose of everything. We got food. We got baptizing folks out there today.
man, this is going to be a spiritual thing, but it's going to be so
and you know, and you know it's going to be about 15 little 5-second messages, and I'm going to preach it. You give me a chance to share the love of Jesus with you. I'll let you know that already. Come on, shake past your hand, get to know me, but I'm going to let you know that what God is doing in my life, he can do it in your life today. You have to wait for 10 years, 5 years, sit on the back row, wait to get elevated up. You're elevated when you choose Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. He said that now, right? Now, all anyone who is in Christ Jesus, you step over, you done crossed over from the worldly ways, and you really understand what a relationship with God is, you step over to not your wants, needs, and desires, but the desires of God. He said you are a new creation. Not, he didn't say that you'll be a new creation in 5 years, 10 years. He said you are a new creation. All things have passed away. Somebody needs to know that message over and over and over and over every day. Let it pass. Stop blaming yourself. Stop being beating yourself up. Let it pass. Because if God can say you forgive yourself, now you're a new creation. Watch. Here's the miraculous. Ooh, Jesus. All things become new again. See, new is something never, ever, ever, ever done before. Don't you know? If you watch this. Just because you may have been an entrepreneur in worldly ways, and you fail, you can become an entrepreneur in godly ways, and now you can succeed. So anything you failed at before, just because you did it for the world, that was because the world took it from God. Now you take it back and give it back to God, you are a producer. You are an entrepreneur. You are, just because you sold the wrong product, didn't mean you can't sell something and become productive, because that's what I was a product seller. And I ain't the squeaky thing by no means, but today I am. But I can, you know, people can say, well, look at this record over there. Yes, hey, this earns this. And yes, Top 47 in California helped us out here. But if you were off the roll and you had been clean for over 5 years, that would be off your record. We need some good books. But that means I got to do better and share that message to somebody. Hey, let me ask my congressman about that. Can more, and we got some connection in Houston on this, can more fellas get together and go before judge? We got to get your audience with the mayor. Right hand, almost right hand man. You see this mayor, you see Shaq.
He doesn't turn Shaq, see rejection. Man,
come on now. Those discussions we need to have in a real forum to say this is what we need help on instead of saying, help me. And they go like, all right, I got you some food stamps. I got you this, but you didn't need no food stamps. You need to get things off your record. We keep it real today, right?
Man.
Because you don't tell people what you want, they give you what they think you need. That's going to hurt somebody right here. So we got to start being more vocal and being about this thing. When we out here in holy hip hop, or whatever, I mean, hip hop, watch this. But whatever we're doing, we need to be sharing the same information that there's no rivals that I got all the answers.
Right.
There are people in California you need to know Prop 37 to take your families away. We have somebody today. They're live on the Now We Have Work P2P Ministry with Ricky Bradford, Two Cup of Jesus. That you know, all you got to do is ask the question, because if you ask the question, you get an answer. When you get an answer, you can now make a choice.
If I'm going hard today, hey, man,
look, you're hot.
Working fellowship,
rocking with, chopping it up with, praying with, yeah.
all of y'all. Period. Whatever
floats your boat,
I promise you I'm on it, man. This is what I do. Something that God has expanded my dominion. And I'm welcoming y'all to come on my side whenever y'all ready to come. You'll get the same amount of love. I'm just honored to be a part of Hip Hop Hope Company with Eyes on Me, man, and Trey Nine. And I want y'all to come link up with them so y'all can be a part of it because this is y'all's community, man. This is where you guys stay. This is where you guys are born and raised and where you guys are from. And just had that fellowship and that network and that ability to move between two major cities like that and work on one accord is powerful. So y'all come out there today and let's get it in, man. And then check this out. See how these young men came out here and didn't really know nobody. They had one person that was from Compton that was connected to them, came down here by faith, and they asked us, do we need donations? Yes. We want to help this movement. They need donations. This isn't for P2P Ministries or the Now Network. Come down there and learn about this ministry. They need donations on that because they're doing this out across the nation. We're going to help with them. We want to partner with them. Even if we do what we do and they do what they do, we still want to support them because it's about reaching the lost and unsaved. We need your help. We need your help. If you are in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, Southern California area, you can get San Diego, get your car now, you'll be there in two hours. They'll show you. You see, I'm already talking. We'll show you how to do the same thing down there and do it then, now. You ain't got to wait. You got to procrastinate. Do it now. All you got to do is have faith. And have faith the size of a whole mustard seed. And yes, God will move mountains for you. All you got to do is believe. Amen. We're going to pray before we leave because we get ready to go out into the arena. Amen. You got to always, you know, I say that the battle is not in the outside, it's in the inside. And we cleanse ourselves spiritually. We get a place that God the will, that He finds us pleasing and acceptable in His sight. That we're not going out on our own merits. I'm bad. I got this merit. I get beat up every time I come back. You can help me, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I hope you are too. You have to be more prepared in prayer. That's one of the things I'm big on. If you want to really know what Jesus was about, that He healed the sick, raised the dead, walked on water, that did a lot of miracles. But the most thing He did was pray. And I'm learning now to be a disciple of Christ. I have to learn to pray and learn to stay in connection with Him at all times and know that my prayers are answered. Not questions. No, my prayers are answered. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, I pray that not by power, not by might, but by Your divine Spirit, Lord, that everything that we're connecting to, Lord, every move that you're bringing together today, that it'll be not done by power or might, but by Your Spirit, Lord. We pray right now for the city of Compton, city of Houston, for every city, urban city, especially in this nation, that needs the attention for the hip-hop hope movement. We need hip-hop hope everywhere. We need people to know that, Lord, You are true and You are alive today. So, Lord, use us as a vessel. Use us as an instrument. So, Lord, share Your love, share Your peace, share Your guidance, and show Your example that's not what we can do, but what You can do in us. Lord, we pray today that Galatians 2:20 is alive, that no longer I who live, but You who lives in me, because I'm resurrected with You. I've been crucified with You. Lord, I'm dead, but I want to live in You right now. We live, we pray for Trey Nine, all those ministries. I'm known after this by name, but over Trey Nine and every minister is going to be part of this outreach today. Even those of you that didn't know you were coming today, that as you come, that we just meet each other and we find the purpose that God has in our life. We pray this, not in our own will, but in the will of God, and everybody in agreement said, amen. God bless you, family. You are loved, you are honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Family, I thank God for the loyal staying on board with us here on the network. If you have a question for Two Crumpy, you're not going to be able to come out. Dial one, I'll bring you in and allow you to ask the question of the young man and go from there. If not, we gonna say God bless you. Come out today, y'all. Come on, Sharon. Come on, Terry, I know you're working, but come on out if you guys get a chance. You guys need to connect with us out here on this outreach. And we thank God for you today. We love you. And we're going to talk about this as we go out today. God to your hood.
What's up, man?
Here you go, man.
Yeah. Listen. Hey, we see you hustling, we come through your hood anyway. Show you the truth, cause money can't change everything. Hey, we bringing God to your hood, boy.
Hey, we bringing God to your hood. I know you really might not think much about me, but I got God on my side, so it ain't about me. Hey, man, we bringing God to your hood, boy. Hey, we bringing God to your hood. First it was water in them jars, from top to bottom, then he turned it into wine without a genie in the bottle. Harry Potter's not the potter who made me a living model. I know what you're going through, see the hood, he brought me up out of. I was all about the dollars, straight ballin' and poppin' collars. No, never was poppin' Molly, but say you were found the broccoli. Hoppin' like Monopoly, knew the cops was watching me, but I was in that thing, wanted fame, ain't no top of me. No cowards in my crew, real G's ready to ride. Was muggin', packin' that iron, yeah, the blind, leadin' the blind. Disconnected from the vine, now my plan or divine, the first of my living kind. Far from perfect, but I'm trying. God showed me a sign, that's what got me in line. Transformed from the heart, a human Optimus Prime. Now my time, not my time, my mind, not my mind. I ain't gotta hustle hard, cause my sign, not my sign, boy. We see you hustling, we come through your hood anyway. Show you the truth, cause money can't change everything. Hey, we bringing God to your hood, boy. Hey, we bringing God to your hood. I know you really might not think much about me, but I got God on my side, so it ain't about me. Hey, man, we bringing God to your hood, boy. Hey, we bringing God to your hood.
I'm a trendsetter, I'm never on that monkey scene, too. Monkey see me rap for Christ, now monkey rap for Christ, too. And it's good, see, cause that's what I be wanting y'all to do. So I touch him by the slew, and I bring him back to you. It's my testimony, you can see it through my tattoos. Hit the hook, block for block, all on lock, we can't lose. It's the rock, or the rock, make a choice, you gotta choose. Fake what I force is dead, that's why I be on the move. A product of the Most High, King of the Jews. And he did it so we don't die, all I'm trying to prove. Never killed, I should not lie, broke a couple rules. He forgives, got it all locked, now I'm being used. Got me preaching in the church house, teaching in the schools. Told me, come get the word out, that's what I'ma do. Jesus Christ, I know you heard about what he about to do. Hope you ready, cause he coming back for you.
We see you hustling, we come through your hood anyway. Show you the truth, cause money can't change everything. Hey, we bringing God to your hood, boy. Hey, we bringing God to your hood. I know you really might not think much about me, but yeah. I got God on my side, so it ain't about me. Hey, man, we bringing God to your hood.
Justify.
Hey, we bringing God to your hood.
Well, I am too crooked, phoned up. You know I stay prayed up. Can't no spirit break us. Don't no envy fade us. We winning, winning for the sinning that I've been in. My life is a revolution. We coming for that amendment. Nickel dime, yeah. Quarterback, dollar bill, now we outside, huh? Been changed, by the grace, blood wash, I got a new race. Yeah. Been changed, by the grace, blood wash, I got a new race.
We see you hustling, we come through your hood anyway. Show you the truth, cause money can't change everything. Hey, we bringing God to your hood, boy. Hey, we bringing God to your hood. I know you really might not think much about me, but I got God on my side, so it ain't about me. Hey, man, we bringing God to your hood, boy. Hey, we bringing God to your hood.
You just
made
me, you
made
me hit the
negative
red. Everything we heard about on TV,
you did it. You did it.
I need to go to faith day. That's what I did.